Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here of the Common Sense Show, Doug Thornton of American Vindicta, the American Vindicta show specifically. And together we formed something called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're really glad to be with you. We're going to be talking about the fact that you ain't prepped unless you're trained. We're going to hit that. We're going to talk about very disturbing events in law enforcement. And be careful what you ask for because you might get it. I can't believe the story that Doug brought to me this morning. We're going to hit that. And we're evolving into, folks, communist China. And that means concentration camps. We've got their social credit. It's being enforced as we speak on an increasing basis. And eventually, we're going to go to the next stage. And some of you are going to be the new Uyghurs. That's right. Uyghurs, Christians, no difference to them. So we're going to be talking about that. Before we get started, up to what is it? 50% of banking deposits are down in the last quarter. 50%. Do you think you can trust you're going to have your money in the bank? I don't think so. So this is why I pitch Noble Gold. This is why I'm a customer. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for, gosh, 6.5 years. And I've been an advertiser for six, and there's a reason why I do it, because I know that when the day comes, the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 is going to allow these people to steal my money, even though it's unconstitutional, illegal. It's called the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010, and you can't afford to let that happen to you. So you say, well, Dave, why go to precious metals? You can't eat them. And I think that's about the most ridiculous argument I've heard. The worst thing that happens is you park your value of your money in the precious metals until we get into a normal system again, and you haven't lost it like you will if you leave it in the bank. The second thing is, yeah, there's portable. You can get the gold coins, you can get the silver coins. You can convert your retirement into a gold-backed IRA 401k, and you control it so they can't steal it from you. Now, I have to give a disclaimer. The federal government is really fearful of having people do things private, so they make us give a warning. All investments are inherently risky, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. Too bad they didn't do that with Sam Bankman-Fried, who's still, like I said, not in prison, is he? Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let me help you with Noble Gold. Don't take the chance. If you've got a nest egg to protect, call 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. And preliminarily, you could have an electronic prospectus sent to you. Describes everything. Just go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Okay, Doug, this Baltimore story that you relayed to me, very disturbing. Well, let me say this. If you're new here to the Common Sense Show, I should have said this. Most of you know my background, and that's not important for this show, but for Doug, this is an his background is relevant to this. Going back in time, he's a combat veteran, places like Fallujah. Don't need to say any more than that. Okay. And then he was a defense contractor. But more to the point of this is he did high-level work with DHS, fighting Antifa terrorists in Portland. And also he's been on the border. And that's relevant to what we're going to be talking about. So we'll draw heavily upon Doug's experience. And I've done extensive research into legislation that benignly resides right now in our legal codes and our administrative practices, like FM 39.4 with concentration camps. And I'm going to be relating some of that to you from my perspective. Doug, glad you're here. Hopefully, yours truly voice will hold up. I am bouncing back, but the show must go on. Evil doesn't take a day off, and I try not to either. So, tell us about Baltimore. What's happening here, and why should the average person be concerned?
Well, Dave, thanks for having me on with you today. This is it's a growing, disturbing trend that's happening across America. It's like the Mike Brown, George Floyd effect. People don't like law enforcement for many, many different reasons, and I get that. But one reason that you shouldn't like law enforcement is for enforcing the law on violent criminals. Out of Baltimore, there is a 19-year veteran. He's a corporal, and I don't know what all is exactly going on with this guy's case, but we have a suspect who's a black male, armed robbery, I believe, of an elderly person, and He then broke out of custody, ran. They had to go find the guy again. And immediately upon apprehending this guy again, he's struggling, he's resisting. And once again, the body camera doesn't tell all the stories, but from what I'm reviewing, and I would like for more to come out so I can review the case. But from what I'm reviewing just off the bat, it looks like the guy is, he's still resisting while he's being put inside the back of the car. If you have a suspect or subject, however you want to use those terminologies, and they're still resisting and you got to put the seatbelt on them. Well, to be kneed, headbutted, bit, spit upon, these things, they're not common, but they do happen, especially with the more violent people. So something like this was occurring from what I'm gathering. And the officer applied what we call a soft technique. You have soft techniques and hard techniques. So we have verbals, soft techniques, hard techniques. And a soft technique was spraying chemical irritant, which is OC spray, pepper spray, sprayed it at the guy so that he would, become orderly again, stop resisting. And once again, don't feel too bad. This is a guy who's already had prior convictions. This is a guy who just robbed somebody, with a gun or with a knife. It hadn't really told me on the case exactly what it was yet, but it was an armed robbery, breaks out of custody. So this is not like a good citizen, right? This is a guy who's violent. He has to be put under control. So you have to control the suspect. And that's why we have so many tools on our Batman belt. We have chemical irritant, soft technique, hands, which sometimes could be soft technique or hard technique. You got the baton. That's a hard technique. And then you got the gun and the taser. Those are all hard techniques now. So, I'm watching this and I'm like, it's in one of the YouTube shorts. So that doesn't really do justice for trying to gather the entire totality of circumstances. And I'm a former use of force instructor. So one of the jobs that I did was reviewing cases where officers applied force during an arrest. And it appears during the effect of this arrest, back in the day, this is how things happened. You screwed up and, you got concrete checked. You still fight. You're going to get OC sprayed, or they're going to put hands on you to control you so they can get you down to the jail. And there's a point in time, Dave, when it goes too far, when you let your emotions get into it and it carries it too far. And you do have instances where officers did absolutely abuse their authority and abuse the person that was in custody. Those cases are rare. Now, they're not rare to the common man, because the common man only sees what mainstream media and social media puts out. You don't see the million other arrests that, go by the book. Here's the thing I found interesting is I'm reading these comments, and there's like 2,000 to 3,000 comments already on this video.
How old is the video, Doug?
I believe it's just a few days old.
Okay.
And this is what's crazy is that most of the comments are negative towards the police. All right. Please do not look at all law enforcement with the scope that they act the same way that the federal government uses their law enforcement, like the FBI. Okay. When I was a cop, we did not act like the FBI. We weren't exactly friendly with the FBI, because the FBI is really not friendly with anybody. And there are very few cops in the FBI. Most of them were silver spoon, limp-wristed, sissies. Very few door kickers. Most of them are just instigators now. I mean, we've seen this verification now.
I've seen it enough to know,
So, and I know some good FBI agents too, man, that came from law enforcement, that went to the FBI. And those guys will tell you, man, I wish I could just go back to being a patrol officer. It's so, so degraded now. So most of these comments, and this is me now, 15 years of doing this, working for the government, and I have my own a skewed opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doug will be the first one to admit Doug's opinion doesn't mean that it is the right opinion. This is my opinion based off my personal experience and my personal knowledge of dealing with criminals and dealing with people. When you have a set group of people, Dave, who say that they are willing to hurt you, violate your rights, torture you, rape you, serial killers, you know, just the random lone wolf murderers. You have terrorism. You have the guy who abuses a spouse, abuses kids. You have this laundry list of people that are what we call violent offenders. And then you have the non-violent offenders, where typically the arrest goes pretty well, right? And those non-violent offenders, most of the time, are people who can be easily rehabilitated. They are just down on their luck, or they made a dumbass decision and they're paying for it.
Sure.
And then, and that's where you should expect that the courts would judge righteously in people's past, but the courts aren't doing it either. So because we don't like the courts, because we don't like the way in general law enforcement works anymore, because we've all become limp-wristed, bleeding heart liberals, apparently, in America, people now cheer for the criminal and they boo the law enforcement. They cheer for the criminality. They want the criminality. They want to protect the criminality and protect the criminal. But does the victim of the crime have the same belief? There are more victims of crimes who don't speak out in YouTube comments than there is some soy boy beta male who couldn't beat up a kitten, or some freaking yuppie white girl who's had everything in her life given to her. And the worst thing that she has is a 5-minute wait in line at Starbucks. These are the people who scream and they bitch, moan, and complain the loudest. And what you're starting to see is that this effect is now bleeding over from liberalism to from progressivism, liberalism, to also into the Republican side, the conservative side.
Really? What do you think is accounting for conservatives traditionally accepting, not protecting the public and abusing the police to protect us?
Well, for one thing, I think a very small population of conservatives view things this way. I think in general, conservatives say, hey, law enforcement's a good thing, especially when they're protecting us, which is a true statement. When law enforcement's not protecting us, like January 6th, and they're setting us up, that's no longer a good thing. So once again, you gotta be able to tell the differences here in the two, right? You gotta know there's corrupt law enforcement and then there's good guys. There's majority corrupt politicians, and there's like 5 or 6 of them that we go, man, why can't all of you be like these guys? And this goes for everything. Okay. You always have a corruption and a righteous side, but in law enforcement, it matters, because you're not going to call the firefighter to come stop the active shooter. You're not going to call the RN nurse who's on duty to come stop the active shooter. You're not going to call the priest to come stop the active shooter. The politician won't ever be there. The military doesn't get activated for lawlessness like active shooters. And when the military gets activated and they actually get activated, you'll beg for the police to come back.
It gets ugly. I agree with you. Yeah, absolutely.
So this is what I see. I see people who are blind to reality. I see a lot of Americans, and I'll speak exclusively upon Americans, who do not know the precious rights that you have, and you do not appreciate the people who put on the badge and the uniform, who do their best. Like I would tell my guys every day, polish the badge, don't tarnish it. Every week, there's some idiot who tarnishes the badge, and we have to work 3 times harder to polish that badge so that we can get back to doing our jobs and the people not think we're the enemy. Even though in a lot of law enforcement academies, law enforcement officers are almost taught that the people are the enemy. It's a weird dichotomy that's happening. But once again, it's not a perfect system. Humans aren't perfect people. We need good cops. We don't need a day where many of these people in this comment, oh my God, like abolish the police. Really? Let's start with abolishing the police. If you want to abolish the police, then you want anarchy. You want crime. If you want crime and you want to abolish the police, if you say we the police are no longer going to show up to protect we the people, then you better be prepared for a few things. You better be prepared to be scared out of your mind every day that you go into a major urban center. you better be watching your back when you go to the ATM, when you go to the bank, when you go to the store, when you go to gas up. You better lock your car, you better lock your house, and you better have a gun, because law enforcement's not coming anymore, because that's your democratic utopia, the word in Greek, which means can never happen. That's what you want. You don't want law enforcement because why? Because George Floyd died? Because Mike Brown died? Two guys who died doing what they love.
Well, hold on, hold on. George Floyd died because of a drug overdose.
Yeah. Yeah. He died in a criminal act. Criminal act. A 30-time felon died doing what he loved. He wasn't a missionary. He didn't decide, I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm going to go, you know, be, you know, a shopkeeper somewhere, or I'm going to go and get an actual job and not try to smuggle drugs everywhere. This is who this man was. How many times was he arrested for assaults and armed robberies? You allow this behavior to continue and to progress. And this isn't exclusively upon the Black community. You go to the FBI statistics and it'll say that the highest amount of violent attacks and murders happens within the Black community, upon the Black community. And then it's the Black community affecting the white community, Hispanic community, Asian community. All right. That's statistics. If you don't like that, go talk to the FBI about it. It's almost proven, I would say it is proven, that when law enforcement's not around and law enforcement's not going to come, like let's look at what happened in Seattle with the Chaz Chop Zone. How many murders happened there? How many rapes happened there? How much drugs was there? Within a matter of days, some random Black dude shows up with AKs in his car and he starts handing them out to teenagers and he calls himself the warlord. Right? Could have been a white guy, could have been a Hispanic guy, could have been anybody. Doesn't matter. The race does not matter when we're talking about criminality and people who will take advantage of a system that's broken, that's fractured. And then when the people are on the criminal side, well, the criminal enterprise says, well, I'm just going to go do everything I want to go do because I'm protected. I don't need to work. I don't need to pay taxes. I need to take your money. I need to avoid taxes. I need to avoid the law because there is no law. It's not being enforced anymore because you idiots decided to vote for it. You decided we'll keep voting for Obama and Joe Biden and all these other people. In America, people actually think like Obama was the worst guy we've ever had. Biden has surpassed Obama. But what's
don't
the next
think, don't you think he's don't you think he's Obama part two?
Part three is Obama part three. But what's
3.0.
worse?
Okay, I got it.
What's worse than Biden? If we continue to go down this progressive route, you will have a dictator. Every dictator on earth, you can look this up, prove me wrong. Every dictator on earth is leftist, radical ideologues. They're socialists, they're communists. They suppress people's rights, they torture, they maim, they kill. Look at Nazi Germany. That wasn't the right wing. That was the left wing. That was the National Socialists. All right. We have to stop this bleeding heart, give empathy to every single person just because they made a mistake. There are some mistakes that happen. We're like, yeah, man, look, you screwed up. You did the crime. You're going to do the time. We're going to rehabilitate you, get you back into the public and let you be a good citizen. But a lot of people don't want that route. And no. So if they don't want to take that route, they don't want to be a good citizen, and all they want to do is harm people, then who are you going to have to combat that? You want the green-haired, hoop in their nose, with all the, you know, the little soy boy tattoos and little bitty skinny rip-listed dudes? They're not going to do anything. The police are typically the alpha males. Now, some of them should not be in this position, but typically – oh, the alpha males who are not afraid to put their life on the line for the liberals and the Republicans. Because this is what I used to tell my guys. When you put on the badge, when you put on the uniform, Democrats, Republicans, your politics stays at home. You are now affiliated with political groups because both groups abuse the crap out of us now. You are here for we the people. We the people give law enforcement the right to do our job. We the people can also take that right away. That's how you vote. Okay. So if you continue to vote for Biden and this extreme progressive leftist liberal communist ideology, you will have the opposite of the police that you say that you're afraid of, that you say you want to demonetize, you say you want to, break up, that you say you don't want to have. Instead, you'll have the other kind of police, the police that take you to ghettos, the police that take you to death camps, the police that beat you out in public because you didn't wear your shemagh that day, the police who will drag you out into the middle of the road and beat you to death because you happen to be spreading the gospel in Beijing. Or if you're a Muslim Uyghur, look what happens to them. There's a current concentration camp of people who are dying, people who are being beaten, abused, and then they're having their organs harvested. That's our quote. Friend, that I hate that word. Whenever any politician, Trump, whoever, says that China's our friend, Beijing is our friend, no, they're not. Now, we're not talking bad about the actual Chinese people that are being oppressed by their own government, but there are governments out there that are completely oppressing their people. If you don't like America and you don't like the way that crime and politics are happening, you can freely move out of that Democratic area and go into a more conservative area where it is statistically proven that crime's lower. Statistically proven. If you don't like that, by all means, go to Canada. Go to Canada where people's rights are being oppressed. Now, Trudeau is trying to give himself the power. If you say anything against the crown, you'll go to prison. I mean, they become England all over again, haven't they? Go to Mexico. Go to Mexico. If you don't like Canada and you don't like America, go to Mexico. Go and serve under narco-terrorism. I'm telling you right now, these people who have no idea what they're complaining about, they have no idea what they'll miss when law enforcement doesn't show up. You're going to force people to do something extreme. You're going to force the average man to join a militia, to join militias to rise up. You'll have vigilante groups, and they will be the ones combating the other groups. You'll always have law and order and then evil people. Now, law and order people may not be police, but it may be a group of people who say, you know what? American policing, remember whenever you used to have rights? Remember when you used to have all these things and you can have a lawyer and a speedy trial? Yeah, man, you don't have that no more. When you force people to create their own system of law, your rights disappear very quickly. The tolerance for your crime disappears very quickly. And I think people in America are so asleep to the reality that is outside the world. Look in England right now, all right? In the UK, they want to outlaw knives now. Knives. Because a certain demographic of people keeps stabbing people. They want to outlaw, well, they've almost always outlawed guns to this point. I believe if you have a gun, you have to have a permit by the state. It can almost never go outside your house. And you're limited to what you can have, which is almost to a shotgun, like a single-barreled shotgun. And you can only have so many rounds. You know, Canada's not far away from that either. These systems that are broken, Dave, these systems that are absolutely corrupt and tyrannical, the people live under oppression. They live under an oppressive regime of a government that says you shall not do these things to defend yourself or speak out against it or the crimes that the government's committing, while also dealing with a exceptionally high crime rate and terrorism that is happening more and more and more. That's the Scandinavian states. That is the UK. Go to Russia. I dare anyone, go to Russia, go to Moscow, and go commit crimes out there. And watch what the Russian police will do to you. They'll beat you to death in the street. Go to Beijing. Go out to Beijing and commit the crimes that are committed here. Be a 30-time felon in Beijing. You won't be a one-time felon. You will have one shot. They'll lock you up. And after that, and trust me, those prisons are not pretty. In Russia, they're not pretty. In Mexico, and in Mexico, they don't feed you. Your family has to come and bring you food. we don't get it in Western society. It's like not only have they attempted to completely demasculate and to confuse people, but they've almost neutered the will for people to want to defend themselves and to want to have righteous laws and people who are defending those rights of yours. I mean, that's biblical. That's biblical to have good laws and good people enforcing those laws. And if we want good laws and we want good people enforcing those laws, then you have to get out and you have to vote out these people that continuously, they're multiple time offenders of wanting to take away your rights, take away your ability to self-defense, take away your ability to free speech. Then they want to take cops away. I remember in Portland, they tried this like pilot program where we're going to have a police force that's not armed. You know how many of us laughed so hard at that? Like the amount of sure craziness and criminality in Portland and in Seattle it's shocking. Salem is the same way. It's shocking. Could you imagine a border city like El Paso and no law enforcement? El Paso would then be owned by the cartels. If you did not have law enforcement, the cartel would own every city that it could own. And almost nothing would stop it. Nothing stopping their drug trade. Nothing stopping their human sex trafficking. Nothing stopping the assassinations that are happening in Mexico. There are forces of people that are pure evil, not desperate people who had to steal something to be able to pay for stuff. Right? That's a failure in economics and also bad morals and bad judgment. But you're talking about people who willfully want to suppress and oppress people. Who is going to come there to fight for them? Who's going to defend them? So these people right now who are like, oh, this one officer was too mean to this subject. I mean, the totality of circumstances. Did the guy who did the armed robbery have to commit the armed robbery? No. Did he have to be a multiple time felon? No.
Well, I want to ask you this. Do you not have an obligation to protect his victim? And if he won't submit to arrest, you walked us through the progression. Verbals, soft, hard techniques. When they had him in handcuffs and he wouldn't stop resisting, okay, and he could have injured officers who were in close contact to him, what technique is acceptable in law enforcement at that point?
Well, I mean, there's multiple techniques. OC spray is one. You can just lock him in the freaking car until you get more officers there, all right? And then from there, we have to hobble people quite a bit. Hobble means like a four-way tie your legs, tie your hands, and then just throw you in the back of the car. There is no simple application of making people stop resisting and fighting when they want to resist and fight. That's why officers are armed with techniques, with capabilities, and with equipment. The problem really then comes down to the media, the lawmaker, not so much the law enforcer. I try to get this point across to people. The real problem is coming at the court system and the lawmaker who tells the law enforcement, you shall enforce these laws. Most of the time it's bullshit laws that we don't agree with. I know plenty of times where we've, you know, just given so many warnings to people like, hey, look, I'll give an example. More times that I have ever put handcuffs on people, have I escorted someone out of a building, de-escalated the situation, calmed them down, and said, look, man, you're about to get arrested. I don't want to arrest you. I want you to go continue to have a good day. I don't want to put you in jail, and I don't want to do the paperwork. Why are you throwing such a fit right now? We saw it in IRS all the time. We saw it Social Security all the time. And people are like, well, I need this done and I need that done. So one of the techniques that we've learned that people will use is they'll go to establishments and they will throw a temper tantrum fit just so that they can get at the front of the line, just so that they can get whatever they need done and get out and not have to wait 2 or 3 hours. We've seen it every week, every week. It's a system. It's a game that people play. Oh, I'll be loud and I'll be crazy and then I'll get my way. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. But I still try to give people the benefit of, don't make me do this to you today. When you choose to get the irons put on you, or when you choose to have a deadly force encounter, you chose that. You chose that. I don't care what people say, but the majority of cops do not wake up every morning and say, gee, I wonder who I can harass today.
Yeah,
I wonder who I can hurt today. I wonder who I can kill today. But yet you have people, these influencers on the internet, the mainstream media, and then these idiots like the Squad and Ocasio-Cortez and others, who they beat this false narrative so much that it's convincing people that it's true. The Nazis did this very well. Tell a lie big enough and enough times, people will believe it. And so now we have a new generation of kids in grade school, kids in college, who are being trained this same mantra most of the time by liberal leftist extremist teachers, which there's one of our biggest problems. Probably more than people have a problem with law enforcement are the teachers, because now schools are becoming little criminal factories. Colleges are becoming little socialist communist communes. We used to say that the prison was a criminal factory. Now it's starting in grade school. Okay. Just a few days ago, I'm reading an article in Police One where there was an 11-year-old child got a gun and killed one of his schoolmates. Okay. This criminality is not stopping. It's continuing. Criminality is now something that's idolized. It's cheered for. Most of the time, cops are always made to look like a few things. They're dumb. They're big, fat, slow idiots, or they're these tyrannical oppressors like Nazi Germany. Okay. That you have to understand Mockingbird Media. You got to understand elements of mind control. You got to understand elements of brainwashing. You have an entire group, a very known but not well talked about group of people who are trying to convince the majority of America that the way we have it is not complete anymore. It's not working anymore. And we need this new progressive socialist idea. Progressive socialist ideas like what? Nazi Germany? Like socialist Italy?
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
I can name too many examples.
I want to take this conversation now and frame it just a little bit different direction. We've got the idea. We're not safe. Law enforcement's not allowed to do their jobs. Because someone's in restraints doesn't mean they're no longer a danger. And there are approved practices for police officers to follow. And it sounds like this man did. By the way, just to put a cap on this before we transfer this to a different area, tell me what he's been charged with and a little bit about his background. He's not a low-life cop, is he? I mean, he's a good cop.
Yeah, he's a 19-year veteran. And I think he's had a few complaints on him. Man, I had my complaints. Criminals don't like being manhandled.
Yeah.
I mean, they enjoy. Deserve. Yeah, they enjoy raping people. They enjoy robbing people. They enjoy destruction of property, running amok in the public. But they don't like that, you know, when we go hands on with them. And then the public doesn't like when we go hands on with them. Right. I don't get this train of thought. The officer, as far as I can tell, and not much has come up out of this yet that I can find, is that the DA is filing a criminal complaint. I believe he's already been fired, and now he wants to go after two other officers who are there standing by, who didn't stop anything. And once again, let the totality of circumstances completely come out. Let us see every single thing that happened. If he was kicking the dude on the ground in the face when he wasn't resisting, hey, man, you screwed up. You broke the law. Now you're going to pay the crime. But until that's completely revealed, why do we give the benefit of the doubt to the criminal? The courts don't give the benefit of the doubt to the criminal. The courts give the benefit of the doubt to law enforcement. Now, that's still skewed in some ways because January 6th, right? And this isn't a perfect system. That's why we need good cops. We need good cops. But one of the things they want to get rid of now is qualified immunity. Qualified immunity means that while I'm operating under my jurisdiction, under my abilities as a law enforcement officer, I am granted certain rights that make me immune to not prosecution, but to civil liability, civil lawsuits. You can't sue me, you sue the department. Okay, that's been in effect for generations, but now they want to take that away so that you can directly sue the law enforcement officer. Man, we don't make a lot of money. We don't make a lot of money. You got to get high up in the ranks to make money. So if you can directly sue the law enforcement officer, and you got to understand, qualified immunity means the moment I have a field interview with you and I make contact with you, I detain you, I arrest you then. And from there, we travel to the jail. You're booked into jail. Anywhere in between that point in time, they feel they have the ability to sue a law enforcement officer, and we can't defend ourselves. Even if we're under scope of our jurisdiction and our authorities, we can't defend ourselves because now they don't allow the agency to defend you, or, you know, the department to defend you. Well, you're not going to have cops. Imagine if firefighters could be individually sued for not putting out a grasslands fire like what's happening right now in Texas, biggest wildfire we've ever seen. There's already been very sad. There's already been people hurt and killed. Already been a lot of destruction of property. Already been animals killed. Imagine if the responding agencies could not put those fires out and you could individually sue firefighters. You think anyone would show up for their job? What if you could sue a doctor who didn't save you or didn't save one of your loved ones and you could directly sue them? You know, I mean, that whole thing of qualified immunity, if we're in a big massive gunfight like what happened in Dallas and we lost five or six officers this day, okay, defending people, it didn't matter what color you were, it didn't matter what sexuality you were, it didn't matter what religion you were or how you voted, they're there to defend people, to stop the threat, to protect people. I'll say this, and not one officer can disagree with me. Cops are second responders. The victim is always the first responder. One of the things that I want to try and give back to people is the amount of years of experience and training that I have to give back to people so that they're not the first victim. And if they are the first victim, they know how to counter the effects of the bad guy, of the evil person trying to hurt them. I give people the ability to defend themselves. That's why we teach tactics. That's why we teach how to do CQB, close quarters battle, because the way that we try to relate our training is it's in the atmosphere of your home, how to protect your loved ones. And then from there, you can employ this out into the community. Doesn't make you a hero where you can go out and, you know, John Wick people or become some extremist vigilante. It's literally just teaching people how to use guns properly, how to use the most basics of tactics so that they don't kill themselves, kill someone that doesn't need to be killed.
Okay. So, Doug, I know you do these training courses here and you're getting into that area. And I think it's important because if you aren't trained, you know, and Doug would be the first guy to say, if you can't train with me, train with somebody, because you are on your own the way this is going. So, Doug, let's talk about what you offer to the public, you and Jamie Walden. And you guys used to train out a lot at the late Bob Griswold's place. And this is so valuable because, ladies and gentlemen, we need to put the fear of God in these criminals that would do us harm because law enforcement's being prevented from doing their job. Go ahead, Doug.
So if you go to www.vindictasolutions.com, that's our training company. We have training events in March. That's this month from the 14th to the 17th. That's okay. Our big 4-day course. That's where you get the most amount of training and knowledge. And we do a lot of scenarios. Scenarios means it gives you the ability to not just go to a flat range and learn how to shoot a target. You have to deal with people. You're not always going to hurt people with your hands. You're not always going to kill people with your guns. Sometimes you got to just talk to people and you got to learn to de-escalate. We teach how to de-escalate also in these classes. So this isn't just some big shoot 'em up course. We train people how to think their way through these problems. Former Marine Travis Haley, he has a training company as well, amazing training company. I believe it's in Arizona. And his mantra is thinkers before shooters. And there could never have been a truer statement, thinkers before shooters. So we put people in these very unique situations in our scenario-based training where you have to think your way through a problem. Now, people may not understand this. but you have to use your brain and your mouth during these types of incidents. And there's a lot of times where, you know, we see people completely freeze up. They don't know how to respond to somebody or how to talk to somebody or how to work their way through a situation. We help you completely work your way through a situation, how to look at it from a different aspect, not just with the application of current laws, but also of how to defend yourself. So March 14th to the 17th in Telco Plains, Tennessee at Ready Made Resources. That's our $1,000 course. That's the big 4-day shoot, move, communicate course.
Give me the URL again, Bob, or Doug.
VindictaSolutions.com.
Vindicta?
Vindicta. Vindicta Solutions.
V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, solutions.com. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not pushing this on you. Doug's not. But I think some of you are going to see the need, and we want to give you the opportunity. Doug, this is such awesome stuff that you're doing. And Jamie Walden, too. good military background and yeah, exactly. You've got great staff. Okay. I want to transition a little bit now into we're going communist Chinese with social credit. The Chinese and the cartel in my home state in Arizona and other states are slowly taking over. They co-opt the judges, the politicians, huge bribery stuff. We're really in a bad way. But here's what we need to look at. We're going from authoritarianism to social credit. Okay, they have the NDAA where they can grab you off the street. You're an enemy combatant. You're saying something we don't like, so we're going to come get you, and we can lock you away without due process. They can declare you to be a terrorist, and under the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, you can't even call a lawyer. And if they do decide to grant you a trial, you don't even get to have a lawyer most of the time, and they can introduce hearsay evidence. I mean, it's a kangaroo court deluxe. I've covered it in depth and detail, and this is what we're evolving into. And then there is the FM 39.4. Doug, I'm sure you're familiar with that. Army Field Manual 39.4 that gives all the details for the FEMA camps. What's a FEMA camp? It's a concentration camp. And we look at the concentration camp. I think they're going to be labor camps. Under Executive Order 3603, Obama initiated this, still hasn't been challenged. Donald, where were you on that? You need to take care of it if you get back into office. But under 3603, there'll be two drafts. There'll be a selective service draft and a draft run by the Labor Department. People, you could look this up. And they even say in their literature in sections 501 and 601 that they can draft you and conscript your labor free of charge. You don't get paid. It's slave labor. Folks, this is what they did to the Jews in Nazi Germany. If you had skills, you went to a slave labor camp and they worked you while they systematically starved you to death. And this is what we could very well evolve into. Executive Order 3603. There's more to it, but the slave labor is huge. And then there is medical confinement. We're seeing it in New York now with what they call Rule 2.1, where they can grab you off the street. They can take you out of your home. You get no court appeal. They can hold you indefinitely, and they don't have to prove anything is wrong with you. And then there's ESF 8 through 14 that I've covered extensively, which is basically taking you off to a medical concentration camp. And there are 17 agencies involved, the usual suspects at DHS and CIA, FBI. But guess what's missing in that? There are no medical facilities. They're not prescribed at all. They're not covered in any of this. And there's no medical organizations. There's not even Doctors Without Borders, much less the CDC, the National Institute of Health. There's nothing. There's just law enforcement. So if they say they're taking you away for the sniffles and you're going to an ESF camp run by Health and Human Services and the UN, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You ain't coming out. You ain't coming out. Doug, I'm sure you're probably bored to death with me saying this because you've heard this a million times. I know. But
we talk about it all the time. I mean, this is the realities that we live in right now. We have an entire system that's being built underneath our noses to imprison us in the near future, the very near future. I mean, if they could, they would do it right now. You know, I just had on the last show with one of my sponsors from Simply Clean Foods, Chance Gibson, and we were talking about this new book that was that just came out that is depicting white rule Republicans or whatever.
Oh yeah.
If you're white, if you're conservative, if you're Christian, if you like your guns, it's all the same stuff Obama used to talk about. And they're the new threat to democracy. That doesn't just have to do with white people. And it's such a sham and a lie. That is anybody who's a Christian, who's a conservative, who wants to protect their property and their homes. You are now the enemy of these people. What do you think they want to do with you? Why do you think they want to bus in illegal immigrants? They're not immigrants, by the way, these foreign invaders. What do you think they want to do? Every day I've woken up for the last week has been new headlines where these illegal aliens have come over here and they have raped people, raped children, killed children, murdered people. They're going on crime sprees all throughout New York City and other, democratically led cities. This is the new reality. They want to take down the internet so you can't have free speech and you can't communicate anymore. They want to take away your ability to purchase. They want to take away your ability to have homes. They want to take away your ability to have vehicles. They want to take away all of your constitutional rights if they get the chance. Who's going to stand up and do anything about it?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, and, you know, this will also affect law enforcement. This will also affect members of the military. So what we have is this eventual tug of war between people who want to keep their way of life now and people who want to take away your way of life, and they want to suppress and oppress you. Okay. That is civil war. So expect a violent revolution in this country. Expect civil war in this country. If not this year, then maybe next year, then maybe the year after that. But we're coming to this eventuality where America cannot right the ship that it is now steering. We have gone so far away from what America should have been, was at one point, and now we're going into this technocratic, monster beast of Jekyll Island type of idea. And all the technocrats are involved in it. There's your whole New World Order, the WHO, all these different little attaches of elitism. They all have the same thing in mind: genocide. Take away your rights, take away your ability to protect yourself, and they want you under their thumb at all costs. And they'll do whatever they can to do it. So hence the need for training, hence the need for preparation, hence the need for an intense prayer life right now. Community should be coming together. People should be banding together. You should be cutting loose people who are holding you down and corrupting your morals and corrupting your family lives. You need to be separated from these people. If you are yoked up with this society, with this style of government, then you will fall under the laws that they will then put on you. Law is never going away. Law enforcement is never going away, but there will be a righteous laws, righteous law enforcement, and there will be the unrighteous side. We are quickly coming to an absolute totalitarianism that is all unrighteous, and we're going to look just like Che Guevara's government. We're going to look like Hitler's government, Mussolini's government, Stalin's government, Mao's government. And you know what happens to everybody in these governments? Genocide. Genocide. For decades, genocide. And everybody says the same thing, Dave. If we would have just fought back, if we would have just said
Solzhenitsyn, no. Solzhenitsyn, exactly. It's what he said. He said, if we'd have grabbed the poker for the fireplace and killed a few of these KGB, we might have slowed them down. I totally agree. How are we doing on time? Because I got a couple more points I want to make and my timing mechanism quit.
I think we got 5 minutes.
Okay. I want to make this point. The best predictor of genocide, the University of Hawaii engaged and still are, multi-decade project called the Democide Project, Death by Government. They started off asking, who dies the most in the country? Is it from war? Is that the causation of number one? Or is it death by government? That's democide. And what they concluded was clearly, by far and away, it's government that kills the most of their own people. They don't die in wars. And so we look at that and we're saying, okay, is there a predictor that goes with this? Well, in the 20th century, there were 16 events that qualified as a genocide. All 16 were preceded with gun confiscation. It's coming here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the other causalities of that is mass starvation. Mass starvation. I mean, that's what the biggest thing to ever look at is what happened to Russia and the mass starvation that happened to the people, but not to the elite. Look at Venezuela, mass starvation of the people, not the elite. You know, and they're going to have their own little group of protectorates that will get fed will, that'll be their little lapdogs, that'll do whatever they say. And then after the people are disarmed, what are you going to do against that kind of a military? And that's what Joe Biden has said, hadn't he? Remember, Joe Biden recently said, your AR-15 is nothing compared to my F-15.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is the mindset of the president of the United States of America. People, we're in trouble. You better start preparing. You don't have to come to my training. I say this all the time. You don't have to come to my training. Go to anyone's training. Learn radio communications. Learn medical treatment. Learn how to use your weapon properly and safely. You need to have good morals and good ethics during these times, too, and not be filled with malice and vengeance. Yes. That's another part of this, is you'll have people who are preparing, who are training. And the moment you're not ready, they're going to come take your stuff, because it's about survival. Not survival of the elite, survival of the might of power. And they will take everything from you. It doesn't have to be your freaking government. It can be the warlord down the suburb from you who's got his little group of crazies, and they decide, you know what, we ran out of food, we'll go to the next suburb. And this is happening in Africa right now, live. For generations, it's been happening, it's reaching a breaking point right now. You know, you want to live under the rule of ISIS, of the cartels, of the Nazis, of the communist governments, and the death squads that they would send out? They ruled by fear. Good way not to be ruled by fear is to have the ability to fight back.
Couldn't agree more.
Some people just choose, Dave, and I don't understand this. They choose nonviolence, and they say, well, you know, the Bible says that I should be nonviolent. No, the Bible does not say that.
No, it doesn't. But we do need to trust in the Lord, and we do need to remain Christian-like and with biblical principles.
Absolutely.
But self-defense is a biblical principle.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Not malice, self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
Not having this vindictive nature just because someone offended you online and now you want to go kill everybody at your school. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is happening, though. This is happening. The crime has increased. Here's a statistic for you. Since 2017, active shooters have increased by over 1,000%. Now, the last time I gave that statistic was 2021. It's increased even more since then. Okay, crime's not going anywhere. Politicians wanting to take away your rights obviously aren't going anywhere as well. So what's the eventuality? What's the end of this outcome? It's us without the ability to protect ourselves or to feed ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that makes us conspiracy theorists either. I don't think that makes us crazy. Everyone sees this. Even people on the left see this. That's why they're going now to vote for Trump, because the scales are being lifted off their eyes. One thing I will say before we end, pray for this country. Pray for your family. You need to surround yourself with the Holy Ghost, with the Word of God, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stand bold in your faith as a lion. Stand boldly in front of your accusers. Stand boldly in front of people who choose to do evil to you. You have to protect yourself and your family, or you'll be considered worse than the infidel. But that does not mean we go around torturing people and hurting people. That's what the left does. That's what the people on the left do. That's what the extremists do. As Christians, we are extremists within our own right, because we believe in a monarch system, right? So we have to understand that it's God first, not country first. We don't idolize this country and patriotism. We idolize our Lord, and we follow our Lord's footsteps. And he clearly says to defend yourself. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue that point with anybody, because you're just not reading your Bible at this point, and you're wrapped up in your own politics, and that will get you hurt.
Yeah, you're totally right. And if you try to defend yourself without training, the same thing's going to happen. Well, Doug, I think we're just about out of time. Again, give out your training course contact information.
Yeah, so you can go to www.vindicta, V-I-N-D-I-C-T-A, solutions.com. It'll also be in the description down here. And sign up for one of our trainings. We've got 4 training events coming up in the months of May, April, March, and July. Please email me at AmericanVindictaShow, dave@gmail.com if you want any further information, or if you just want to talk about these times. Dave, I talk to people all over the country,
I know,
all the time about this. So feel free to email me. Feel free to contact us through vindictivesolutions.com as well. And please sign up for a class and get trained. Bring your family out here. Get them trained as well. That's a win-win for us if we're all prepared at this point.
Okay. Doug Hagemeyer, phone. I need to talk to you real quick when we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Hope you found this useful. This is not hyperbole. I hope you take this with all the seriousness it deserves. And these problems aren't going away. You better get ready to defend yourself. These aren't going away. Thanks, Doug.